This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said that soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission or NMM, and every state must give this top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The three-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. Highlighting India's demographic advantage, the Prime Minister stated that nearly 70% of the population is in the working age group, creating a unique historical opportunity which, when combined with economic progress, can significantly accelerate India's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said that India has boarded the Reform Express, driven primarily by the strength of its young population, and empowering this demographic remains the government's key priority. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Ranchi yesterday evening on a three-day visit to Jharkhand. She will attend several programs in East Singhbhum and Saraikela Kharsawa district today. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will today attend the centenary celebrations of the Old Chiki script of the Santali language and address the 15th convocation ceremony of National Institute of Technology, Jamshedpur. She will visit the Dishom Jahir Than courtyard in Karandi on the outskirts of Jamshedpur in East Singhbhum district to attend the closing ceremony of the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki script. Besides, the president will also pay her tributes to Pandit Raghunath Murmu, the creator of the Old Chiki script. Thereafter, the president will attend the 15th convocation ceremony of NIT Jamshedpur in the afternoon. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will arrive in Puducherry today on a day-long visit. Vice President will launch a housing project under the Smart City Mission and hand over keys of 5 tenements to beneficiaries at Kamban Kalayarangam in Puducherry. He will later unveil the statue of Mahakavi Subramanya Bhartiyar at the Bhartiyar Memorial on Eastwaran Coil Street. Dense fog continues to disrupt visibility in Delhi and Noida, prompting travel advisories from Indira Gandhi International Airport and airlines. Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport has issued a travel advisory in view of the dense fog that blanketed the national capital. Passengers have been requested to contact their concerned airline for their updated flight information. Air India has issued a fresh travel advisory as it warned passengers of the probable disruption in flight operations in view of the intense foggy situations in the national capital. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last night over peace plan to end the war with Russia. The U.S. president said the meeting was terrific and a lot of progress had been made in Russia-Ukraine peace talks as both the countries are in favor of ending the war. Addressing the press after the meet, Mr. Trump said that the peace talks are expected to be finished in a few weeks and it's been a very tough negotiation. He further informed that both the leaders had telephonic calls with several European leaders during the meeting. Mr. Trump also had a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin of almost 2.5 hours prior to his meeting with the Ukrainian president. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky has said that security guarantees are key on the path to achieving a lasting peace. Human Rights Congress for Bangladesh Minorities or HRCBM has said that at least 71 incidents related to blasphemy allegations against Hindu minorities were reported between June and December this year in Bangladesh. The HRCBM documented cases from more than 30 districts. The HRCBM said that the spread and similarity of these cases showcase systemic vulnerability of minorities to religiously framed allegations rather than isolated incidents. And in women's cricket, India successfully defended a massive target of 222 to clinch a 30-run victory over Sri Lanka in the 4T20 International of the 5-match series at Thiruvananthapuram last night. The fifth and final match of the series will be played tomorrow at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.